The President in Selma. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. President Biden was in Selma, Alabama Sunday, marking the upcoming 58th anniversary of the Bloody Sunday attack on peaceful voting rights demonstrators. Fox's David Spunt reports from the site of the pivotal civil rights moment.
President Biden and civil rights leaders crossed the Edmund Pettus Bridge over Selma, Alabama. Hundreds of people that have been out here all day waiting to catch a glimpse of the commander-in-chief also crossed the bridge. It was in 1965 when civil rights leaders crossed the bridge. They were beaten. They were hit with tear gas. A dark day in American history. One of them was the late Congressman John Lewis, who many say the bridge should be named for.
The president calling for the fight for voting rights to continue. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis visiting the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California, Sunday to speak about his new book, The Courage to be Free, Florida's Blueprint for America's Revival. The governor also commenting on the migration of people from blue states like California to states like Florida.
This is a result of better governance in states like Florida. It is a result of poor governance in these left-wing states. That's why people are moving.
There has been much speculation regarding a potential DeSantis run for president. Winter storms continue to pound California.
Some places like the Sierra Nevada mountains could get several more feet of snow tonight into early next week. The new storm coming just 1 week after parts of the state saw up to 12 feet of snow. It's forcing California's governor to declare a state of emergency in more than a dozen counties. Another powerful winter storm is also on tap for the region later in the week.
That's Fox's Marianne Rafferty. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
China is raising its military budget. Fox's Brooke Singman reports.
China injecting even more money into its military as the communist nation says it is, quote, boosting its combat preparedness. Now, the country announcing a 7.2% military budget increase. China's premier also pledging a, quote, peaceful unification with Taiwan during an address to the country's parliament.
China claiming that the self-ruled island of Taiwan is part of its territory. Two men drive hundreds of miles to provide help for those in need. Fox's Kevin Uretsky explains.
Steve Herberger and Josh Keeler co-own a moving company in Oklahoma, and recently they did some heavy-duty moving of their own, packing up trucks and hauling thousands of bottles of water north to Ohio to help people in East Palestine, the site of that recent toxic train derailment. Herberger explains their motivation.
We're from Oklahoma, and we see a lot of tragedies, you know, tornadoes especially, and so we always try to help one another, and in this particular case, we saw where a community felt like they weren't getting any help.
The two say they will return to East Palestine at the end of March to bring people whatever they need.
An iconic New York City cheese shop is shutting down.
The end of an era. After 130 years at its Little Italy location in New York City, Oliva Dairy is closing. Considered the oldest cheese shop in America, it's been at the location since 1892. But financial issues during the COVID-19 pandemic and a legal dispute with the site's landlord led to the shop's owner, Karen King, to shut the doors. But King and loyal customers are rejoicing. The shop will live on. A real estate developer hearing about the story stepping in to help find a bigger location in Lyndhurst, New Jersey.
That's Fox's Kristen Goodwin. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.